Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
It was a close race, but Captain America, the Winter Soldier, came out on top, earning another $41.4 million in its second weekend at the box office. Rio 2 debuted in second with $39
million. Number four.
The youngest and blondest member of the Backstreet Boys is off the market. Nick Carter married fitness expert Lauren Kitt while overlooking the ocean in Santa Barbara Saturday. The ceremony was filmed for a TV special, so we'll get to see it sooner or later.
Number three.
Guess how Selena Gomez's mom found out she was fired as her manager? TMZ. Selena's mom, Mandy Teefy, says after TMZ broke the story last week, she and her husband sat down with Selena to make sure this is what she really wanted, and Selena said yes.
Number two.
Coachella kicked off the first of its two weekends with lots of surprises. The crowd went crazy when Jay-Z and Puff Daddy joined Nas on stage. Pharrell Williams had lots of special guests, including Diddy, Busta Rhymes, Nelly, Snoop Dogg, and Gwen Stefani. Beyonce jumped on stage with her sister Solange, and Justin Bieber rapped and played Hype Man for Chance the Rapper.
Number one.
The MTV Movie Awards were last night. The Hunger Games Catching Fire took home Movie of the Year, as well as Best Female Performance for Jennifer Lawrence, Best Male Performance for Josh Hutcherson. But everybody seems to be talking about Zac Efron's win for Best Shirtless Performance, which ended with Rita Ora ripping open his shirt. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.